time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Yes, he's on. Good morning to all. What day? Oh, this is Wednesday, isn't it? Yes, another one of those days that Columbus Television doesn't let us rest because they say it's going to be hotter and hotter and hotter, and we're going to break more records today. And so, folks, if you don't feel hot now, please feel hot. Well, anyhow, they've kept us well informed on heat. Of course, most weathermen have. Yeah, it's sensationalism. That's what it is. And they keep, well, the heat index, you know, it may be 92 today, but it feels like 140. Or it may be zero today, but it feels like 40 below. It's, you know, they can't make it sensational enough. But that's life. And life goes on, and we go on with it. As far as we can, yes, indeed. I was reading a story by Steve Jobs about life in the latter stages. It's kind of interesting. If I get time today and I find it again on my email, I'll read it. But it's something that people should hear. But so we're going to be prompted all day long by how hot it is. But how hot are you? I mean, how hot will you feel? I haven't minded it very much here the last couple of days. I think because Columbus is warmer than we are, Columbus has all that cement that heats up and radiates, but not here in the Marion area. But it's still warm enough. And, you know, a little breeze here and there, a little fan going. It'll all be over before you know it. We'll be back to saying, oh boy, I'd go for some of that heat now. Yes, all too soon. Next week, probably down to more seasonal levels of heat or cold, whatever. But for me, I like the warmer weather. I really do. I'm like those people that go to Florida. I like the warmth. I know there's something about cold and chilly weather that puts a downer on your mind, to me at least. I like it. Blue skies and warm, if not hot, and so it goes. Now, how are you all doing today? This is the first I've talked to you this week. So what has happened in the meantime? Well, I've got a couple of stories I can pass along on what I did this past weekend. And a human interest story to boot. So on Saturday, we drove over with my son-in-law, Tim Roston, and my daughter, Amy, and their kids, and my wife, of course, and we all went to Sugar Creek. Now, how many of you have been to Sugar Creek, to the Swiss Festival? It's called the Ohio Swiss Festival, and it's full of cheese, if you please. Oh, it's great. They, in the fire department, they take out all the trucks and park them next door so they can be used if there is a fire. In the fire department, there's all this cheese samples that are being given away, and packages of cheese being sold, and displays of the prize-winning cheese, Swiss cheese. And the prize winner this year was Guggisberg. Nine times out of ten, it seems like Guggisberg takes the top prize. Last year, though, it was Pearl Valley. But anyhow, Swiss cheese is delicious, I think. It has a lower salt level, too, for those of you that are trying to avoid very much salt. Because Swiss cheese does not need the salt for preservation, like some other cheeses do. And that's the main theory behind of the fact that Swiss cheese doesn't have the salt content that, say, Colby and all the others have. Because that salt flavor keeps them from deteriorating, keeps them fresher longer. But Swiss cheese has its own, lack of salt, but it doesn't need the... I just heard our air conditioner come on. Okay, but there was, at Sugar Creek, there's one organization, I don't know for sure whether it's Mennonites or just what the name of the organization is, that sells apple fritters. Now, they've been selling apple fritters for as long as I can remember going in, and that's way back. I attended that festival clear back in the 50s. But the apple fritters are 50 cents a piece, and they've never changed the price as long as I can remember. Every year, same price, 50 cents. And they sell them. They have people lined up waiting to get those apple fritters in a, a long, long line. Really amazing. It's good. And then they have polka bands playing all the time. Oh, that's good. They have a big area under a roof for polka bands. And then they have a big parade, of course, every year, a long parade of all different kinds of things related to the Swiss area of Sugar Creek. But one of the, let me tell you, I use a cane quite a bit, mainly so I don't start to trip. I can use that cane to kind of brace myself, because the last thing you want to do when you're older is trip and fall. Sometimes hip injuries can be not too good. So anyhow, I'm using a cane, and I'm standing watching the parade, and it happened to, and it was along, the first they had a car parade, then they had a little bit of this and that, and some ceremonies, and I'm standing there all this time, leaning on my cane, trying to be in the shade, because my wife is like a lot of ladies, do not like being out in the direct sunshine. So anyhow, I'm leaning on my cane for, it seemed like forever. And all of a sudden, a lady came up to me and said, "Mister, I've got two chairs, and you can sit in one of them." So she brought me a chair, and she had a stand of some kind along the sidelines, and brought me this chair. And I thought that was the nicest thing that that's happened to me in a long time. A lady, generous, sawing my need for a chair and satisfying that need, giving me that chair. And I watched it. I sat in that chair for about an hour. But, the most interesting thing, though, that happened after that, I'm sitting comfortably in that chair watching the parade when a man came up and stood right in front of me, blocking my view. And I didn't want to be, too nasty or anything, so I didn't say anything. I could have poked him in the behind her with my cane. I wanted to, but I didn't. Anyhow, eventually he left, and I could see the parade. Yeah, but it was just the gesture of that lady giving me that spare chair to sit in was the kindest thing that's happened to me in a long time. I mean, a lot of good things have happened to me. But being, that nature, a total stranger, coming up and giving you a chair to sit on, that's great. Wow. So I'll always remember that. The Swiss Festival and the lady with the chair. And so it is, but it was a beautiful day over there. And it was here, of course. It's been beautiful, too. A lot of sunshine. Of course, a lot of heat. But you have to remember, it's October, and this heat is very short in duration. It will all be over by the end of the week. And we'll be back to getting to normal, I think. In the meantime, the weathermen on TV sure have a great time emphasizing the fact that, well, all the schools in Columbus are closed. Yes, because they have no air conditioning. Do you remember going to grade school? Did you have air conditioning in your home or your school? Oh, we didn't. I can remember. Now, here, there was a one tool available in every classroom that maybe you had in your classroom. We did in ours. It was a long pole with a snout on one end that would fit in the hole in the window, so it could raise, usually from the top down, take that pole and put it in a notch in the window and pull the window down for fresh air. And then you could also raise it up from the bottom for fresh air. And I remember we used to raise ours, and I could smell, especially in the springtime, you could smell the vegetation, the flowers and everything else, and hear the birds singing outside. Always distracted me from my lessons because I like the great outdoors. But one day in our classroom on the ledge, after the window was pulled up, a crow appeared. Jimmy the Crow was his name, and Jimmy talked. I never heard him say much, but he had a mind of his own. Jimmy was an ornery crow, and he was having fun at it, because in that era, when I was growing up, maybe like yours too, you hung clothes on the clothesline to dry. That was before we used electric dryers, remember? Yes, there was a time when we didn't have electric dryers or gas-fired dryers. And so Jimmy took advantage of the ladies hanging their clothes out to become an ornery crow. Jimmy could fly down and pull the clothespins off the clothesline and drop your clothes to the ground. And time after time, women would walk outside to find their day's washing lying on the ground after Jimmy the Crow pulled the pins. Well, that same Jimmy the Crow would appear in our classroom window ledge. He'd walk in for a while and look around. And I think everybody waited for him to talk. Well, this went on for I don't know how many years, 2 or 3 years. And then Jimmy the Crow disappeared. Maybe you heard me tell this before. And no one knew where Jimmy disappeared to. Just gone. And then somebody that knew his disappearance or how it happened told us a young boy with his BB gun killed Jimmy the Crow. And that was a sad thing. I'll never forget hearing that Jimmy died from a BB shot. Jimmy the Crow. Now I used to laugh. We lived on the southwest side of town at one time in Bucyrus. It was winter time. We had a wreath hanging in the window. And Jimmy would come up and stand outside in the middle of that wreath and peck on the window. Like, hey, look, here I am. Oh, that was fun. Yes, that was quite an era. That was also a time, it must have been 1941, it had to be at least 1941, that the Northern Lights appeared, and danced all across the sky. If you were outside at night, the sky was lit up from north to south, east to west, with varied colored lights. And the lights would be dancing around the sky and changing from green to red. Oh, my goodness. And somebody said, now, this had to be about the latter part of 1940 or into 1941. Someone said, that's an evil sign. When the sky is lit up by the northern lights, it looks like soldiers marching across the field. That indicates that war is coming. And it did. 1941. Yes, it did indeed come. And probably just out of coincidence, though, the northern lights are generated by emissions from the sun and providing all that other radiation, you know, in the sky, lighting up the various gases in the sky and so forth. We haven't had a good batch of northern lights in the Marion area for a long, long time. It's about time that happened. But if it did, it would throw our satellites and TVs out of whack, because that's radiation in the sky that affects transmission of TV and radio signals and nowadays of satellites. We're going to break now. We'll be right back with questions and a little bit of this and that. And any comments you'd like to offer, 7403-399-44. That's our phone number.
Scott, do you know what my favorite meal is?
No, Charlie. What is it?
A BLF.
What's a BLF?
Bacon, lettuce, and fruitcake sandwich. Good.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. I just remembered I hadn't got out my prize or my questions, but I did now. Okay, just a second here. Incidentally, for Scott, I've got a picture here to give to him. It's a picture of Madge Cooper and Joe Peters, Ed Paulin, and myself broadcasting Harding High School graduation. Ooh, that was a long time ago. But there it is. And I'm the only one still living in that picture. Ed Paulin went on. He came to WMRN in 1953. I can remember the day he arrived. It was a 52 Buick. And, of course, Madge drove. What did she drive? Can't remember. It was a nice car, though. And, yes. And all that equipment looks so familiar. It looks... I used the equipment there as an engineer so many times. Wow. And there we are. Ed Paulin, like I said, went on to become a college professor. He went to Ashland College, got a degree, and was later hired by a college out in Arizona that taught broadcasting. And he apparently tutored some well-known television people of today. And of course, Ed's been dead for years, so probably those people he taught, they're all probably all dead by now. Okay, now, let me see. Here's a good one, but this goes back to the era of President Harding's campaign. Now, there was quite a scandal in baseball at that time. And the interesting thing, the team that was involved in the scandal so highly came to Marion to campaign for President Harding as a, you know, publicity thing, is Chicago White Sox. Yeah, they came to Marion just, you know, to add some color to the campaign. But I'm sure it was known at the time. It was either the, let's see, yeah, the White Sox became a downtrodden or down-looked upon team because they gave the World Series to the Cincinnati Reds. That's right. That was going to be my question. Who did they purposely give the series to? And that happened to be the Cincinnati Reds. But now let me see. Can you tell me the name of one of the most famous players at that time? And he was banned, apparently belonged to the White Sox, was banned forever from professional baseball. What was his name? Now, this was back 100 years ago, remember? This man, he obviously was with the White Sox. And banned forever because of his role in throwing the World Series to the Cincinnati Reds. Do you remember that? No, you couldn't remember. If you knew about it, you had to read about it because that was 100 years ago. There's only a few people around that were alive at that time. Okay. What was that man's name? Banned forever from baseball. He had kind of a funny nickname. His last name was Jackson, but he had a title, a crazy title. 74033, I doubt if any of you remember. But it'd be interesting to see. And if you old baseball fans know that story about the guy on the White Sox banned forever from pro baseball because of what he did. That's probably the last time the World Series was thrown. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so can you answer that? Now, can you tell me, let me see, Babe Ruth was a member of the Red Sox, Boston Red Sox, but he was sold to the Yankees. How much money did they charge the Yankees to get Babe Ruth? Can you imagine a guy with his Babe Ruth's background, his statistical averages on everything, what they would have to pay to get him, to buy him from the Red Sox to the Yankees? Here we go. We finally have a caller. Now, just a second here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Must have been Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Yeah, Shoeless Joe Jackson, yes. Boy, you're right on the ball.
Not even being a baseball fan.
Aha, yes. I wonder what the White Sox did to throw that series to, or the Red Sox or whatever.
Well, I don't know, but I can tell you that your hint on Jackson is what gave it to me, and the funny name that he had, that's about as funny a name as you can get, I guess.
Shoeless Joe Jackson, yes. I wonder how he got that name, Shoeless.
It was 100 years ago, Charlie.
Yeah, boy. Hey, would you like a prize today?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Okay, that's great. Well, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye. Okay, Shoeless Joe Jackson. Banned forever from baseball. Oh, my goodness. I've seen pictures of the White Sox in Marion at Harding's front porch campaign. Yes, indeed. Oh, here's another caller. Okay, caller, good morning.
Hey, caller.
Yeah.
How you doing?
All right.
All right. I think on Babe Ruth, they sold him for $175,000.
Yes, all right, yes. Okay, Bob, would you like a prize today?
What do you got today?
Well, let me see. I've got a... Let me see. I've got tickets to... Just a second. I'm trying to find my prizes here. Just a sec. Oh, I've got tickets to the zoo and to the wilds in eastern Ohio. And I got tickets to the Eco Center Annual Fall Festival.
The Fall Festival, where is that at?
That's over near Caledonia. That's this weekend.
Yeah, give me those.
Okay, all right, you get two of those. Okay, all right. Bob. All right, thanks.
All right, thanks.
Okay, bye. Yeah. All right. Let me see here. Well, I get my list here. Write this down here. Today is what? 10? 10-2. Aaron Brew. Remember that? 10-2, Aaron Brew? Yeah. Okay. Bob Austin. Okay. There we go. And then let me put down 2 tickets Eco Festival. All right. Ooh, my air conditioner just went off. But boy, air conditioning is rather nice to have, isn't it? Yes. And now this festival, too, is October the 5th, the 6th, the 12th, and the 13th. 2 weekends. All right. Now, remember to pick up prizes. We're open on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Okay. And so it is. Let me see what else I've got here. Oh, I know. Here's a good one. Because it pertains to this time of the year. Now, if you look around this time of the year, chances are you're going to see some spider webs. Not only the ones that I call silver dollar spider webs down in the roadside ditches, but you'll also see strings of spider webs hanging from power lines and other structures, long threads of spider, you know. What's that called? There is a name given to that type and how it comes about. Yes, that trailing spider web has a name. And what is it? And how does it happen? Good question. 740-383-9944. What are those long trailing spider webs called? Now, you'll see them hanging on different structures, not next to the ground, but sometimes high off the ground. And they come from, well, I can tell you, they come from spiders, all right. And sometimes there's a name given to that type of a spider, what he does. Some of them say he's a flying spider, or, you know, they give it another name. But the name given to that spider web is not exactly a web. It's more of a string than anything. What is that called? 740-383-9944. Yeah. Have I got you stumped? It's a name. The name of that particular spider web is a name also given to other things that are frilly in nature. Got that? Okay. 740-383-9944. Here's a good one, sports fans. I don't want to use up all my questions here. I don't have that many to spare today, but let me see. Well, I'll give you another one. Who was the original founder of the Green Bay Packers? Who was the original founder of the Green Bay Packers, or maybe the first guy in charge, whatever they're called, of the Green Bay Packers? Now, that was a long time ago. Who was it? Sports fans, like Jimmy Crum used to say. All right. It's now 10:42 already. 10:42, 10:43. And is it hot in Columbus yet? Have they announced that? Is it up to 90 yet in Columbus? They're saying another record will be broken down there. And they say 93 for today. And all the schools are closed. But that gets me back to that story I started out on, how we used to raise our windows in school. We had no air conditioning, of course. I couldn't afford it either, if there was such a thing. But there was no air conditioning as we know it today. And so what did schools do back then? And what did the schools in Columbus do, or what did parents do in Columbus to take care of their kids because the parents were all at work? Now, that's a big, I don't know if they've really got into that, if they've interviewed people on what do you do when the schools close and we're at work. What do the kids do? Good question, isn't it? What would you do if you were at work, both you and your husband, and they closed the schools? Yeah, it happens at times, doesn't it? What do you do in the meantime? How do you take care of your kids? How do you make sure they're safe? Okay, 10:44 right now. Here we go. I've got a caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Are you talking about Vince Lombardi?
No, not Vince Lombardi, no. This guy, okay. His name...
Ted, did you know Marion, Ohio is the popcorn capital of the world?
No, Scott, I didn't know that. Could you get me some?
I don't have any at the moment.
Some capital. Does anyone have a Chicken Places number?
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
Completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, on that that football.
Yes.
Green Bay.
Yes.
Did you get an answer on that?
I had a caller, but we had a break. Yeah. Vince Lombardi. No, it wasn't Vince Lombardi I was looking for.
I'm kind of thinking that it was like Lambeau.
Yeah, Curly
Lambeau Field.
Yeah, you're right, Curly Lambeau.
Yeah, Curly Lambeau.
Yeah. By golly. Okay. I didn't think I'd get an answer for that.
Yeah, Lambeau Field, Green Bay.
Okay. Would you like a prize today?
Well, sure.
Yeah, I've got tickets to the Columbus Zoo, tickets to the Wilds, and tickets to the, let me see.
How about just take a trip to the zoo?
Yeah, that's
good. That'd be fun.
That'd be tickets for two people. Okay. Very good. And your name?
Richard Hall.
Okay, Richard Hall. Where'd you go to school, Richard?
Harding.
Oh, okay, what year?
1980, I graduated.
1980, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, it's getting to be a long time, but my wife graduated in 59. And so...
Yeah?
But they still meet once a week in the class of 59. It's amazing.
Yeah, I still go out and support the football players and the baseball players.
And class of 1952, we meet once a month. And those of us that are still alive, it's a lot of fun renewing some of the old things that happened back in school.
It sure is. I love history.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a history buff.
Oh, do you remember then in grade school without air conditioning?
Oh, yes. And I'm seeing this stuff that's going on today. It's like a lot of things has changed.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I can't imagine even what they feel like, them kids in there at 90-some degrees in a room, you know?
Yeah.
But, because it's been so long ago.
Yeah, right. Oh, boy.
Well, yeah. Well, Charlie, okay. You have a good day.
Okay, Richard, thanks.
Uh-huh. Thank
Bye.
You.
Okay. Now, remember, our prizes can be picked up Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we're located on East Center, West Center, the second floor of the Ohio Health Building. And all you got to do is come in, press the button for two on the elevator, and come up and turn to your right, and there we are. That's a new location for us. Remember, we used to be underneath the Hearing Aid Center. I had to walk up and down stairs, and now we have no stairs. We have an elevator. Ooh, that works out good. Okay, now let me see here. Okay, we've had two winners so far today. Make sure I get all my prizes in order here. Okay, so let me see what else I can ask you. Yeah, Curly Lambeau. All right, let me see. Oh, now here's a good one. I don't know. You'd have to be familiar with traveling on Route 39 east of Mansfield. East of Mansfield, east of the town of Lucas, is an installation of Columbia Gas. And they occupy a rather large area there. What is Columbia Gas doing in the fields in that part of Richland County? And it's very important to all of us in the wintertime. Now, what is it that's going on? And it's been going on now for a lot of years. 7403-399-44. Any gas people listening? All right. Now, I still haven't got the answer on the trailing thin spider webs. Like, you find them on power lines, on sides of buildings, and they say they come from flying spiders. Well, actually, the spider that gives that web jumps up in the air and shoots out that string behind him, and he goes flying. They have flying spiders are called, but that web has also got a name to it. And that name is associated with not only that web, but with a lot of other things that are thin and delicate. Now, what would that be? It's a name you would, you'd say, oh, starts with the letter G, if that helps. What's the name of that web? It's not really like a web, it's more like a string, a thin string, but it's a web from a spider. I mean, it's spun out of a spider. They call them flying spiders. Okay. Got that? 7403-399-44. Yeah, that might be a tough one. But if you notice it's this time of the year, you look around, you may see some spider webs hanging on power lines, and you wonder, how did that get up there? What kind of a spider did that? Well, he was actually flying through the air, spinning out that string behind him. Yes, that happens. And that's called, it's got a name. It starts with letter G, if that helps. Yeah, what's the name of that webbing called? All right, let me see. Or can you tell me what the Columbia Gas installation is east and the east end of Richland County? And it's very important for us over here in the wintertime. Now, what would they be doing? 7403-839-944. I just went past there the other day, coming back from Sugar Creek. I've known it was there for years and years and years. Okay, now, let me see. What else can I add? Oh. Now, here's a good one. This is kind of a comical one, maybe. There is a city in Ohio that has a name referring to a horse running. Oh, wait, here we go. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Gossamer?
Gossamer is correct, yes. Hey, you're right on the ball. The Gossamer. And what is your name?
Charlie Durst.
Okay, Charlie, what would you like for a prize today?
What is it? Echo. The Echo?
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah. Okay, you got two of them.
Okay,
thanks, Charlie.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, Charlie Durst gets the Echo, two admissions for that. Let me write this down here. Okay. Echo. Best. All right. Two tickets. Good deal. All right. Three winners so far today. All right. Now, the next question, kind of a goofy one, maybe. There is a town in Ohio that has to do with the with a horse. What does a horse do when he's going down the road, whether you're riding it, whether he is pulling something? What is it called that a horse is doing in relationship to a town that has part of that as its name? Oh, my. Okay. I've got three winners so far, yes. Okay. So what town in Ohio, and it's in southern Ohio, way down south, has to do in its name something that a horse does when he's out on the road? You're going to say, oh, criminy. No, it really. This town has in its name what a horse does on the road. No, not that. Oh, here we go. This might be the winner. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yes, the town that's connected with the horse is Gallipolis.
Yes, Gallipolis. You got it, Richard. Hey, would you like a prize today?
Oh, you want a prize? What?
Yeah. I've got zoo tickets and a little bit of this and that.
The festival over.
The festival, sure. Yeah, the Eco Fest. Yeah, okay. I'll give you two tickets for that.
Okay, buddy.
All right, Richard. Hey, how's your soybeans?
Oh, we haven't hardly cut any yet. They just are a little bit damp.
Oh, okay.
But they'll get ripe here probably pretty soon.
Okay. Now, what about corn? How's it?
Some of it's pretty good, and some of it got a little ways to go yet.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. Well, maybe this heat will help.
We had some that we had planted, and it didn't grow.
Oh.
So we had to replant it.
Yeah.
And that was the 28th of June we replanted that corn.
Wow.
So 28th? I don't know whether that's going to make it or not.
Isn't that something that's a rarity to ever plant corn that late in the year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, wow. I never planted. But we had it sprayed, and we couldn't plant beans on it.
Oh, sure.
So we thought, well, better than just letting it lay there bare, we'd try corn again.
Yeah. Now, what are you guys going to do with all that fodder if you don't harvest don't get much out of the ear? Can it be chopped into silage?
It could be, yeah. If you could find somebody that could use the silage,
yeah,
that'd make good feed.
Boy, sure, it sure would.
Yeah,
there are not that many. Well, I don't know if we have that many cattle feeders around.
That's the trouble anymore.
Right,
a lot of the dairies has went out.
Oh,
and not too many feed cattle, so I don't know.
Yeah, things have changed. Well, Dick, thanks for calling today.
Well, you're welcome, Charlie.
Okay.
You have a good day, man.
All right, you too.
Bye.
All right. Richard Kaufman. Okay. I've known Richard for many, many years. Guy, such a nice guy. Okay. So now we've had four winners today already. That's good. We're cooking right along here. Okay. Now, let me see. I still need that spider web that you find maybe hanging on things, the power lines and all around, and you wonder, where did that come from? Some people think it's plasma that come out of the atmosphere, but no, it's coming out of like a flying spider. The spiders don't fly, though. They're so lightweight, they jump up into a wind, and the wind carries them off, and away they go spinning. How does a spider produce that much webbing? And what's it made? Now, there's something, I wonder, I suppose I could Google that. The composition of a spider's web. What chemical, or what makes a spider's web? What is it? Yeah, chemically, I just wonder. Any of you know the composition of a spider's web? That what makes, what it's made out of? Wouldn't that be interesting to know? A lot of these things have come and gone, and and we will have gone and never found out. But I'm trying to bring about some of this. Oh, and I tell you, your smartphone and Google. Oh, my goodness. Hey, we're going to break now for about 10 or 12 minutes. And don't forget, you can pick up your prizes Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. And we're going to break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. From legendary comedian Orson Bean singing the Baloney Song.
Two Irishmen and a Hebrew, one went out for recreation, and they took enough provisions along to spend a week's vacation. But they got lost out in the woods, the nights grew dark and lonely, and at last all of their food ran out except a piece of baloney. Now one of them said as he picked up a knife, there's no use in us carving, for if we do, there won't be enough to keep us all from starving. So I suggest we go to bed, and tomorrow, said Maloney, whoever has the nicest dream wins the piece of baloney. The following morning when they awoke, a quarter after seven, one of them said, I had a dream, I died and went to heaven. St. Peter met me at the gate, riding on a pony. No, I don't think you can beat that dream. I win the baloney. The other one said, I had a dream too, and mine was a world beater. I also died and went to heaven. Welcome by St. Peter. He rushed to me, held out his hand. He said, hello, Mahoney.